Let's be honest. This thing those Christians call the Bible contains some very strange, very difficult to believe stories. Jesus turning water into wine, walking on water. Really? Maybe it's just a fairy tale. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. According to the Global Ministry to Persecuted Christians, the Voice of the Martyrs, Bibles are either difficult or dangerous to obtain, illegal or highly restricted, or strictly illegal and only available through covert smuggling in a total of 52 countries around the world. So if the Bible is just a fairy tale, how come it's banned in 52 countries? As someone else once remarked, you don't go to prison for reading Cinderella or Snow White. So why ban it? It makes absolutely no sense. It's banned because it contains the most powerful, freeing, and transforming truth known to the human race. It's banned because when God speaks to ordinary people like you and me through His Word, He unleashes His power to achieve His purposes. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and don't return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. That's why it's banned. No, it's not a fairy tale. It's the power to completely transform your life. It's the power of God to work in you and through you to achieve His purposes for His glory. And that's His word, fresh for you today. And with all my heart, I truly want to see that very same power unleashed more and more in your life. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.